50 points. The NASDAQ is up 171. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
U.S. Congressman Dale Strong of Huntsville has legislation that's called the DHS Biodetection Improvement Act. That bill has already passed the U.S. House with a unanimous vote. The legislation is to increase the U.S. biodefense systems in order to combat terrorism, especially terrorism that seeks to launch biological agents into the air. Here is Strong talking about his bill on the House floor.
The anthrax attack of 2001 opened our eyes to a new threat landscape that includes acts of bioterrorism. The Department of Homeland Security established the BioWatch program, which monitors, collects, and tests air samples for biological agents likely to be used in a terrorist attack. DHS has faced continuous challenges in developing and acquiring new technologies to move forward the next generation of national biodetection. This legislation will ensure that DHS is fully leveraging every tool and resource to accomplish this goal.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
One of two sisters in Dothan has the charges of physical abuse dropped by prosecutors. Ida Newby was going to go before a judge this week before that dismissal was issued. Ida Newby and her sister Annie were both charged with stopping the medical treatment of their mother back in 2020. The two were then charged with elder abuse. Now only Susan Newby remains behind bars in Houston County. Her trial begins next month. There's a new Miss Alabama teen who was recently crowned. Chelsea High School student Allie Mims was chosen this past Sunday in Alabaster. Mims will receive thousands of dollars in scholarships and will be part of the national competition called Miss America's Teen. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. for an assessment and for all your electrical needs. Call Crosby Electric, 272-2085. Or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. So much to get to today, including the testimony of Robert Herr. We also have new numbers coming out on inflation. Some craziness going on at Space Camp up in Huntsville, Alabama, and much more. But it's that time of the week. Let's talk to the one, the only Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, how you doing today?
I'm fine, Joey. How are you, my dear friend?
I'm doing fantastic, other than when I got back to Montgomery from the Boston trip. I'm like, I do not miss this pollen. My car was yellow. It's like, it's hitting me hard. So I'm powering through. I'm just letting you know so I can let the audience know. But I want to start with where I guess you were, the Vatican, Rome. The Pope recently coming under fire for, of all things, calling for peace. What do you make of this reaction to the pontiff saying, hey, maybe we should give a negotiation peace, stop the killing, give it a try?
You know, the Pope said it in... By the way, I had dinner with the Pope the other night. It's a long story.
Whoa!
And I don't have time to explain it now because I have another hit in about 4 minutes.
Okay.
But I was living in the guest house where the Pope lives, and was there for 4 days with my 25 colleagues discussing Aquinas and natural law. And the Pope walked in and sat down next to us and had dinner. Didn't sit with us, but he was right there. Surreal.
Yeah.
The Pope used a phrase, the white flag of courage. Now, to most of the world, the white flag is a sign of lacking courage, but the Pope actually meant it in a philosophical way, that it takes more courage to acknowledge when you're going to lose and to stop right there than to keep fighting and allowing your people to die. So even though I am not a fan of this Pope for a variety of reasons, I applaud the statement that he made. Why do the neocons oppose it? Because they love war, and they are still under the delusion that Ukraine can win. We know Ukraine can't win because the creator of the coup in 2017 and the author of the war just left the government, Victoria Nuland. She's out of government for the first time in 35 years because she sees this about to come to an end. I don't know if she jumped or she was pushed, but she's gone.
You know, and I think good riddance, and it may mean the end of things. When I saw her photo on the way out, I'm like, maybe Oscar Wilde was onto something with Dorian Gray. You see all the sins on your face, because she... I'll just put it straightforward. She was a very beautiful woman, and it's not just they're beautiful women who get older, but daggum, there's something about power up there that just wears these folks out.
Well, she has blood on her hands, and she probably plans to come back. She claims it's a sabbatical at Columbia University for a year. I don't know. You know, she started out under the George W. Bush administration, so she's not particularly Democrat or Republican. She's just the princess or the queen of neocons. She loves war. She orchestrated the idea of using Ukraine as a battering ram with which to drive Putin from office. It has failed miserably.
Now, and let me know if you do have to run here, but I'm looking at our TV screens here in the studio, and Robert Herr, the now former special counsel, is still testifying in front of House committees. They're making a big deal. A lot of people are making a big deal out of the former special counsel. They're upset that he went to testify without having the DOJ have authority over him. Does that make sense to you? Why would they make a big stink about that?
I think the Republicans are blowing it. Bob Hur gave them Joe Biden's head on a dish, metaphorically. They should be praising him to the skies. Instead, it's the Democrats who are praising him. I know, Bob, this is the one of the most intellectually honest prosecutors you'll ever want to meet. And to compare his behavior, if you remember it, to Bob Mueller's behavior when they interrogated him. There's no comparison whatsoever. Nobody can lay a glove on him. Nobody can twist what he's trying to say. One of the elements of the crime is intent. And if the person is old and withered, you can't prove intent. And if you can't prove an element of the crime, you can't charge it. Republicans are using this for political grandstanding. The Democrats are as well. But it's a Republican hearing called by the Republicans. All the Democrats voted against it. It's two committees meeting at the same time, ostensibly under the chair of one of them. You know, they'll bloody Joe up a little bit, but I think his unbelievable performance, obviously I don't say this as a fan, there's no way I could vote for him, but his unbelievable performance at the State of the Union will outlast whatever cuts or scratches they can inflict today.
And, I want to give, put his opinion up against yours. There's an interesting opinion by Jonathan Turley out, but it's more the bottom line I'd like to hear from you. He's wondering whether or not the Jack Smith case and some of these others would actually, the trial would go on in October, November of Donald John Trump. Do you think that's plausible?
I don't think the court gives a damn what the defendant is doing, nor should it. If that were the case, then defendants would get themselves involved in all kinds of things so that they could avoid trial. Witness Senator Bob Menendez, whose criminal trial will be at the height of the New Jersey primary.
Yeah, well, and we'll see where all this goes, but it's a big old mess up there in Washington right now. As you know, inflation's coming back real hot, so we'll have, Peter St. Onge, I'll have him give that breakdown.
Yeah, I need to hop off, Joey, but thank you very much for having me. My apologies for this short gig today.
Of course. Talk to you next week. Thank you, Judge.
All the best, my man.
Again, folks, that's Judge Andrew Napolitano. I always appreciate him on the show. And as I was just mentioning to him, the CPI report is coming in hot. Who would have thunk it? Who would have ever imagined that this would actually be going down? Consumer prices rose another 4.4% in February, 3.2% from a year ago. Well, but it's come down. It's still going up, is the point. And if the Fed is trying to get into a position, and a lot of folks are wondering, are they going to start to cut rates again before you have true economic problems, doesn't that just make the inflation even worse? We're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. If you want a booming, growing economy with bread-winning jobs, we've created jobs, but it's a lot of part-time jobs, you need to have an economy based on savings and investment, not based on debt and consumer spending. And the longer we've done it for more than a generation now of debt and consumer spending, especially debt and government spending, to pump up our GDP numbers, to add more liquidity to the system so we can paper over when the bills come due. Think of it like, oh, my credit card bill's due. Let me take out another credit card. This is what is continuing to go on. And we're a very rich country. We have the privilege of being the world's reserve currency. At a certain point, though, the game is going to be done. We can make this thing last for a long time, but you're already starting to see the ugly fruit of what is happening with this system. That everyday people are starting to notice, I'm getting screwed by this. And it's their way of funding wars. It's their way of funding all sorts of crony deals. It's their way of funding all sorts of bought and paid for intellectuals and academia that go on into the media or into the intelligence services, but I repeat myself. It's this printing press that has allowed this government to seize more and more monopoly control over this country. And you better believe, why does BlackRock have so much power? Why does Fidelity or Vanguard have so much power? It's because you have a centralized monetary system. Instead of making things and selling it to consumers, which we still do that to a degree, a lot of the smart folks are going into finance. It's the financialization of the economy. And the more and more we continue to create all this funny money, yep, a certain few players will make out like bandits. Want to use a stronger word, but bandits. But everyday folks are not going to, well, enjoy what is coming our way. And, you know, they can spin it how they like. You know, Biden at the State of the Union blaming it on greed. Shrinkflation on greed. Inflation in general on greed. Again, that is like blaming when a plane falls out of the sky, blaming that on gravity. Yeah, greed's a real thing. Gravity's a real thing, but it's pretty much always there. It's essentially a force of nature or a part of human nature. What is causing this inflation is the government's printing press, is the government's greed, the government's avarice, the government's unruly, unsatisfiable, insatiable appetite, because they do not want to pay the bills that are coming due. They do not want to tell you, the American people, the truth. They want to continue to tell you that you can live life without tears. We'll just print more money to make everything better. So that's my reaction to the CPI coming out. And I really do think it's a shame that when somebody says, hey, how about we have some peace here? Let's try a negotiated settlement. Well, that's just cowardice. Real, is it? Or is it just wisdom? And what you're seeing, especially with these NATO members, I think the Polish president the other day was essentially bragging about, oh yeah, we already have NATO members secretly, wink, wink, in Ukraine. And I'm not going to say who they are, but they know who they are. And thank you for your support. Suggestions, oh, well, if the Russians go for Odessa, it might be a real fight here. What are we doing? Why are we playing with this fire? For instance, the CIA estimated, when all this got going, this is from the New York Post, that the CIA estimated a 50% chance Russia would nuke Ukraine if it risked losing the war. A coin flip. What would you put on the line over one coin flip? Would you put your lunch on the line over a coin flip? Like, if I call heads and it's tails, I lose my lunch to the other guy. And some people might do that. Would you bet $20 over a coin flip? You probably would. I mean, it's a pretty dumb game of chance. If you're, because if we have casinos in Alabama, we might as well have the coin flip table. Would you bet your own life on a coin flip? Would you bet other people's lives on a coin flip? Would you bet an entire nation on a coin flip? This was back in 2022 when the CIA warned that 50% chance or higher, or even worse than a coin flip, that Russia would reach for its nuclear arsenal if it found its forces were decimated and the illegal annexed territory of Crimea was at risk. Those reports caused Biden to deliver the famous Armageddon speech on October 6, 2022, fundraiser in New York City, in which he warned, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." And at the same time, though, the CIA is now, through their press organ, the New York Times. You want to know how the New York Times' prestige is? It's because they work for the agency. Yeah, and the agency and the Times find all sorts of talented, clever people. They know how to write. They certainly know how to tell a story. But they, you know, just innocently come out and say, yeah, we had 12 secret CIA bases there, essentially really getting things stirred up in Ukraine. But it's the Russians who just did this without any provocation. And of course, you'll have folks that will tell you with a straight face that, well, the CIA doesn't do that. I mean, they did historically. They did in the past. They've done it ever since OSS became the agency. But we don't do that anymore. You don't love America. You want the terrorists to win. You want Putin to win. It's fear and nonsense. The proverbial self-licking ice cream cone. Willing to put not just their own lives, which is one thing, or the lives of so many others on the line, but that of entire nations for a coin flip. What a shame. And then when we come back home to Alabama and we look at what's going on in this dear state of ours, well, we see yet another corrupt politician is now pleaded guilty in federal fraud case, and he's resigned. He's, of course, State Representative John Rogers. Now, are we anybody? Anybody surprised? Maybe you're surprised it was that guy in particular, but politicians engaged in fraud? I mean, who would have thunk it? And so the man is finally essentially admitted. He's a state representative from Birmingham, John Rogers is. He's agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud and conspiracy to obstruct justice in connection with the scheme to defraud the Jefferson County Community Service Fund. It's not like he defrauded like a military contractor, which you shouldn't defraud anybody. But you catch my drift. It's not like he defrauded BlackRock or one of like the big players with more money than Croesus. No. He defrauded the Jefferson County Community Service Fund. It's amazing what people will do with just a little bit of power. And what sins they'll commit. And how they will use what is supposed to be for the public, what is supposed to be for society. They always talk about that. Especially think of the community. They'll use all that rhetoric of the community to screw everybody else over. So just another day in the great state of Alabama. Oh, by the way, did you see the viral thing? I guess Alabama Unfiltered was talking about this. Huntsville father's Facebook post on a biological male. One of the phrases on social media is butch-coded space queer. Actually sounds like a pretty good band name, butch-coded space queer, with their new groove out today here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Have a listen. Let's give it a spin. But it's a space camp worker, biological male, identifies as female, working essentially the dorms where it's kids. I'd imagine, I don't know the exact way they set up with all the different ages. It's kids 9 to 18, I believe. I remember doing space camp. It's great. It's one of my best memories. It's the only time I think I've actually been in Hunt Vegas, in Huntsville. But this person who's a biological male is now identifying as a female. And it all started when a father, the reason everybody's talking about it, is a father named Clay Yarbrough. Put out a post on social media on the Book of Faces. It reads, quote, I just need everyone to see this and know what's going on at space camp at U.S. Space and Rocket Center. My daughter was planning on going to space camp next week, but we have just found out that this freak is a team lead and a hall monitor in the girls' dorms and at times could be allowed to be alone in the halls at night. This is a man that claims to be a woman. And they will allow it. I want it to spread, so I don't want to put too much on here. If you need more info, just read the comments below. Also, this is not hearsay. I spoke directly to the VP director of Space Camp, and she confirmed this was true. Read comments below at the vile things he has posted on social media. So, you could call this guy Clay Yarbrough all the names you want. But I think it's a father looking out for his daughter, and he's like, no. I'm not going there with this. I'm not going there with this at all. But the pronouns are they, she, proud, trans, femme, intersex, non-binary. Honestly, it's a shame. See what lost souls will do to find a little bit of identity and meaning. I think the father was right to point this out. Of course, the father's statement was caught on to by Coach Tommy Tuberville, saying it is imperative that Space Camp remains a safe place for children to learn and grow in STEM education to become the next generation of scientists, engineers, and astronauts. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center has long been a leader in educating, preparing the next generation. It is imperative that they maintain safety there. I urge the Space and Rocket Center to ensure that its reputation as a world-renowned camp remains untarnished by the progressive agenda of today. And you have many other members of Congress, Gary Palmer included. Gary Palmer said the situation currently unfolding at Space Camp USA is unacceptable. When parents send their kids to Space Camp in Alabama, they should be confident they're going to a safe educational environment. Space Camp should have the safety of our children as their first priority. Yeah. When it comes to people's kids, and I say this as a guy who's not even a parent yet, but I get it. To a degree. When it comes to people's kids, I don't think these parents could give a damn what you, so enlightened, think about them. Don't want any ill to come to this person. But what the hell are they thinking? 272-9228. How about this, folks? Let's hit a break. But first, this part of the program is brought to you by Dylan Rings. And they're at Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder are ready to help you out. And of course, Josh Ryder is always posting on social media, including the gram, Instagram. And there is a beautiful example of some of the great deals that are currently ongoing at Dylan Rings here the month of March. Beautiful necklaces and pendants with different gems of your choosing. So you don't want to miss out on the exclusive sale to celebrate Josh Ryder's 50th birthday. You can enjoy 50% off on 50% of Dylan Rings jewelry for 50% of March. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The sale ends this Saturday. So get by Dylan Rings today. You can do tomorrow, but do not get it done. Get it done. This is an amazing thing. Shop now and make Josh's milestone of a birthday even more special with stunning pieces at half the price. And again, if you want a little preview of some of these pieces, just go to Dylan Rings on Instagram or on the Book of Faces. And of course, I always say the best way to work with them is to stop by 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder, well, number one, tell Josh happy birthday, but also be sure to tell them that Joey, that fella on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Abuse in the afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's 272-9228. And I'm looking up at Fox Business, and this just makes me angry. Oven overhaul. A mission rule to impact 100-plus New York City pizzerias, bakeries. Apparently, you've got to, you know, comply with all these new updates for the sake of the environment, or you can't have classic New York pie anymore. Now, I just tried New Haven, like true New Haven-style pizza on my trip. It was amazing. I try to get the pizza places around here, even the better ones, I'm not just talking about the chain places, to, like, you know, cook the hell out of the pizza, guys. I want it a little bit black on the bottom. Burn that sucker, and they don't accomplish it. And one thing that accomplished it is these wood-burning or coal-burning ovens that get up this ridiculous heat and that great sizzle, bubbly cheese. But more than how good the pizza is that way, hundreds of New York City pizzerias, bakeries will essentially be sacrificed for Mother Earth or some bureaucrat's wet dream. Excuse me, pardon me. It's just, this is why we can't have nice things. Exactly why we can't have nice things. Now, I want to turn to this whole Biden moment at the State of the Union, where he talked about Lincoln Riley, and she was killed by an illegal, right? And then the next day he does this interview where, well... I regret using that word. I just regret using that word. And then, of course, the White House chimes in. And this is a different White House spokesperson. It's audio only, so let's all listen in together, folks.
His interview with Jonathan Capehart, President Biden apologized for calling Lincoln Riley's killer an illegal. Does he feel like he needs to apologize to illegal immigrants for calling them what they are, for using the term illegal?
Well, first of all, I want to be really clear about something. The president absolutely did not apologize. There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize. He used a different word. I think what we should be really clear about is the facts. So in addition to the fact that, the president did not apologize, I want to make another thing clear.
Oh,
the president spoke directly to this in the State of the Union address not four nights ago when he spoke passionately about knowing what it means to lose a child and extended his deep grief and condolences to Lincoln Riley's family in front of the entire country in the House chamber. And beyond that, I think it's unconscionable that there are some people who are playing politics with this young woman's tragic murder.
It's unconscionable that some people are playing politics. Well, it's unconscionable that we're even playing politics. How about that? I agree. But since this is the world we live in, since this is the world we have inherited and, I guess, made for ourselves in a way, yeah, we're going to play politics over policies that get people killed and raped. You're going to play politics about something, you might as well play it there. And don't you love how we're such a democracy, we're such a wonderful democracy, but politics is so damn dirty. Well, how do you have a democracy without frickin' politics, you dopes? And it's only dirty to play politics when the other guy does it. How about we just stop playing politics? No, nobody's going to buy that. Sorry for even trying to suggest that. But there are some responses to this. Because, you know, playing politics, right? Everybody's doing it. Do I like it? No, I don't really like it at all. But it is, again, the fallen world that we live in. Here is, I believe this was yesterday afternoon as Greg was hopping on air, Senator Katie Britt with Larry Kudlow, continuing to fight the strong fight despite being lambasted in the media and on social media networks.
This shows the stark contrast that we have in November, right? You have President Trump, who embraced Laken Riley's family, embraced her grieving family on the exact same day that Biden apologized to her killer. I mean, this is completely and totally unacceptable, but I think that puts into focus what the American people are choosing between in November, and the choice is clear. The choice is President Trump. And guess what? He also left a roadmap for Biden about how to secure our border, how to put the American people first. He can immediately put back in the Remain in Mexico policy, which he should do. He should also immediately start to issue those final orders of removal and actually execute them, getting people who are here illegally out of our country, Larry. There is a ton of stuff he could do, but unfortunately, he continues to put Americans last, and he puts this facilitation of mass migration first, and the Laken Riley just tragedy puts it into focus. And the fact that when he gets her name wrong, he doesn't take the time to actually correct that and properly grieve with her family. President Trump did, but what he does is he apologizes to her killer, and it's a total disgrace.
Yep, it is. No, it really is a disgrace. It really is. You know, yesterday, compared the entire nation to King Lear going mad. It's also, I think, leading us to become monsters. The world's a practical place. You've got to fight, 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 fight. Well, be careful. Don't let that practicality and necessity turn you into a freaking monster. And there are moments where you're like, I'm sure you've, especially if you really have been in love. And I don't mean like puppy love. I don't mean the honeymoon. I mean, you've been in a long, so long of a relationship with somebody. And sometimes you have bad days, months, years, when you've been together with somebody for that long. And I'd imagine at times during those bad days, months, years, you get into the middle of a fight where you're like, what are we even fighting about here? I don't even know. Are we just fighting to fight? Is this just foreplay now? What the heck are we even doing here? Because it's not making me in the mood. There's an amazing exchange that I'm thinking of that really encapsulates this. It's Representative Nancy Mace on with George Stephanopoulos over the weekend. And there's a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blame to go around. Hey, we're all hypocrites, ain't we? It's almost like at the end of the day, we're all just naked fools standing in the middle of a thunderstorm. That no matter all the things we try to do, all the vain efforts we put forward, that we need something more than ourselves to help us. Whether we're at the beginning, the end, or stuck right in the middle with everybody else. And so when I look at this exchange between Nancy Mace and George Stephanopoulos, my mind doesn't go like, yeah, Nancy, gave it to Georgie, little Georgie Stephanopoulos. Or, yeah, George, you're pointing out the lady's hypocrisy that she's so upset about that rape, but Trump's held liable for it. I listen to this, and I just go, yep. We're going insane. Maybe it's just me going insane because I'm having to watch the insanity every day. But here's Nancy Mace and George Stephanopoulos. Just listen and think, man, ain't that America? For you and me.
And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you are shaming
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame, and you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Doesn't it make it harder for women to come forward when they...
It makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive, and I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
In fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
They are judged and they're shamed, and you're trying to shame me this morning.
I think it's disgusting. I'm not shaming you at all.
I told my story. It took me 25 years to tell my story. I was judged for it. I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
And I answered it. You're shaming me for my...
So what's that all about? Oh, yeah, when you fight over power, everything becomes fair game to be used against the other person. Ooh, I'm in a mood this morning. I think it's the pollen. I'm going to mark it up to that. It's the pollen. But Gumtown John, my great friend, man, we go way back, Gumtown John. Good to see you on your feet, sir. But he says, George seems to forget that he was in charge of the smearing campaign against Bill's accusers. Now, I don't think George was there when Monica Lewinsky, finally all that broke. I think he was then at ABC News. He got out of there. In fact, I've for some reason read George Stephanopoulos' book years and years ago. And yeah, he did help during the campaign, that first Clinton campaign, smearing a lot of folks. Though the way he tells it is Clinton would be the first one, Bill Clinton would be the first one to deny it. Like, because when you're working for these people, for the principal, for the actual candidate, you have to have very tough conversations with that person. If you want me to do my job, I need to be able to ask you what the hell is actually true, sir, madam. And so we asked Bill, did you sleep with this woman like they're saying at this hotel? Oh, no, George, I was just by the pool, and she came up and flashed me. I mean, did you know they grow the biggest melons in the world in Arkansas? And Stephanopoulos did so much of that. Was backing Clinton. He's on the team. He's going to back his boss. He did so much of that that when the Lewinsky stuff finally dropped, Stephanopoulos is like, damn, he did it. There is clearly a pattern there. So this is a long legacy. This didn't just happen to start today or yesteryear or in 2016 or in 2000 or in 2008. I don't even know if it started just with the Lewinsky trial. But we seem to be, as we got rich, because weren't the 90s a golden age in a way? The victorious America? Like, movies were popping. Nobody could even think about touching us militarily. we're doing pretty amazingly economically. The future looked bright. It's when the internet comes up and we're all going to be netizens, where if you open up communication networks, everybody will be able to learn and engage and build a better world. Yeah, but seems that the richer we got and the more grandiose our dreams became, that we started to give into, well, silly's one word, but all the usual vices that have plagued man since time immemorial. So, that's where we are. It's sad. It's just a crying damn shame that this is what we, the people, and our government officials, in so many ways, have become. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo and his team have a truly unique understanding of the River Region real estate markets, because Bo Goodson has been truly serving folks, helping buyers and sellers here in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over four decades. I think it's actually getting pretty close to five decades. Need to ask Bo that, but I think that's right. And at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying or selling, they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. And then the Goodson Group is also the home, this is the crown jewel there, of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs here in the state of Alabama because, well, it's a very successful course. And what do I mean by that? I mean the folks who have taken the course, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, meets every Thursday night for a very reasonable fee. They've gone on to great success. People have taken their test and become fully licensed realtors. Folks have just become more knowledgeable private players. And I think that's enough to show, man, look at the success the Bo Goodson Real Estate School has engendered. But it's also the fact that you're getting to learn from that 40-plus years of experience from Bo directly. He's been through it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you can learn direct from him and hit the ground running to find success in this world of real estate. So check him out today. You can always call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit ClarkComfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Good news and news in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. And, well, because I lack the ability to be presidential, and I really think I do, at least today, because of the pollen, let's go to somebody who I think, it wasn't Joe Biden, who I disagree with Judge Politano. It wasn't Biden had an amazing night. The guy looked high. It wasn't, I think, Katie Britt, who had an amazing night. I liked what she said, especially in the moment, but I thought the best so-called State of the Union address was by RFK Jr. And it's not because I agree with the guy on every little policy issue. I think he gets the story of where we're at in America correct right now. So let's listen in to a little bit of this. He did have the advantage of this being pre-produced. It wasn't live, so that's always a factor. Give the others who spoke live their due for that. But here is RFK Jr., what they released on the night of the State of the Union. Let's listen in.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm running as an independent candidate for President of the United States. I grew up in an America that seemed to have achieved its promise as an exemplary nation. Modern democracy had spread from one nation, ours, in 1776, to six by 1865, and to 190 by the 1960s. We had become the city on the hill. We were a moral authority around the globe. Our government, institutions, our Congress, the court, the regulatory agencies, and even the American press were renowned for their integrity, and they were revered worldwide. Other nations wanted our American leadership. They knew the difference between leadership and bullying, which is something our current leaders seem to have forgotten. We were the template of liberty, proof that for a country to thrive, its people must be free. Free to speak, free to worship, free to build great companies, free to start small businesses. We were the freest country in the world, and by no coincidence, also the most prosperous. Working Americans could provide for their families on a single salary. They could buy a home, raise a family, save for retirement without mountains of debt. We made the best music. We made the best movies. We made gold standard automobiles that everybody in the world wanted. We made blue jeans. We reconstructed Europe. We put men on the moon. We have the world's healthiest, best educated children. Our productivity, ingenuity, our can-do spirit were the envy of the world. We had confidence in our strength, our capacity, and the limitless potential of our country. Yeah, we had serious racial and environmental problems, but in the heady days of my youth, the environmental movement and the civil rights movement were picking up steam. My father and some of his allies were fighting to eliminate the last pockets of hunger in Appalachia and the Mississippi Delta and on the Indian reservations. Then we became for the first time a true constitutional democracy in this country with all races voting and holding political office. Other countries aspired to be like us, and our children grew up proud of their passport, proud of their flag. My uncle, President Kennedy, left us a legacy of peace. peace and the hope of ending the arms race and winding down the Cold War. Those were the traditions of freedom, prosperity, and peace that my father, my uncle, and Martin Luther King Jr. were striving to protect and advance. In the half century since their deaths, we've lost touch with that vision for our country. And I want to tell you right now that we can still restore that America, the America that almost was, and yet may be. But we have to start by being honest with ourselves. Neither my uncle nor my father would recognize the version of America that we have today. We become a nation of chronic illness, of violence, of loneliness, depression, and division, and poverty. Our great cities are becoming tent encampments, modern-day Hoovervilles filled with undocumented immigrants and dispossessed Americans and people living in their cars, plagued by mental illness and addiction and despair. Our border has come under the control of criminal drug cartels that traffic in desolation and fentanyl and in busloads of desperate human beings. Our children are drowning in a crisis of alienation, of dispossession, and complete disconnection from their communities. We've lost far more of our young people to drugs in the last decade than in the 20-year Vietnam War. We've printed 9 centuries worth of money in a little over a decade and spend $8 trillion on regime change wars. Those wars have made America less safe, our country less strong, and the world far less stable, while sending prices through the roof as our infrastructure falls apart. Tens of millions of young Americans no longer even dream of owning their own home. What happened to America, the land of opportunity, where you could be sure that if you worked hard and played by the rules, that you would have a decent life? All the new wealth of the last generation has gone to the billionaires and to transnational corporations, while our tattered middle class, our infrastructure, our industry have been hollowed out from the inside. Instead of promise, we've left our kids sick and drowning in debt. The public debt has gone from about $5 trillion under President George W. Bush to $34 trillion today, and U.S. household debt is at a record high of $17.3 trillion. If you include discouraged workers, our true unemployment rate is 23%. Young parents face housing, grocery, and childcare costs that are unaffordable. Too many Americans are living bleak and hopeless lives, dreading the one medical emergency or the car repair that will tip them over the edge into homelessness. We rank 40th globally in our people's health and wellness. Out of the richest countries in the world, the United States is 35th in child poverty rates, just above Mexico. We rank 36th in literacy and 45th in press freedom. We have one of the highest cancer rates in the world, and our life expectancy now ranks 59th, according to the World Bank. That's right behind Algeria, which spends less than 1/30th per capita of what we spend. But even these grim figures hide the full picture of our dire health crisis. We now have the worst health outcomes in the rich world, the highest maternal mortality rates, the highest number of gun deaths per capita, and the highest number of teen pregnancies. We lead the world in obesity and chronic disease. According to CDC, 60% of Americans have at least one chronic condition. When my uncle was president, only 6% of Americans had chronic disease. And all of these plights fall heaviest on our young people. 4 in 10 of them suffer depression, and half of them have considered suicide. 1 in 10 has anxiety. 1 in 10 has ADHD. 1 in 5 is obese. It's time for us to say enough is enough. We were once a free and thriving nation, the healthiest and strongest in the world. What we once were, we can be again. How do I know that? It's because everywhere I go in this country, I see a profound determination among Americans to heal. We might have become the sickest country on earth, but we also have the most ingenious healers, both inside and outside conventional medicine. We may have sky-high levels of depression and addiction, but we also have innovators who have opened up new frontiers in recovery. We have some of the world's most depleted agricultural soils, but also some of the world's most innovative and energetic regenerative farmers. We have serious economic problems, but we also have the brightest and most ambitious entrepreneurs. We face hunger and homelessness, and yet we meet it with the highest philanthropic rates in the world and bottomless kindness and compassion. We may be on the mat today, but we can be on our feet and happy and healthy.